This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Signs outside USAID headquarters in Washington have been covered up or removed as President Trump dismantles the agency that provides humanitarian aid overseas. A federal judge is now blocking, at least temporarily, drastic cuts at the agency. Face the nation moderator, Margaret Brennan, on the ripple effects.
That judge has only bought time for those 2,000 or so workers to figure out if they have a job or health care. They're arguing in court that the president doesn't unilaterally have the authority to shutter an agency enshrined in law by Congress. But so far, very few lawmakers are voicing objections.
The flu is spreading, and this is shaping up as the worst flu season in more than 15 years. CBS's Janet Shamlian has spoken with Dr. Chris Bryant, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Norton Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky.
Dr. Bryant had a message for families. It's not too late for a flu shot.
We tend to focus on flu as a respiratory viral illness, but some parents don't realize that it can cause seizures, even rarely an inflammation of the brain. And pediatricians are reporting cases of that across the U.S.
Live poultry markets in the New York City area are ordered to temporarily close after 7 cases of bird flu are detected. CBS News New York's Alan Devlin.
Governor Hochul has ordered the temporary closure of all live bird markets in New York State to battle the spread of the avian flu. 3 days to get rid of your inventory, then 5 more to disinfect and clean. But for many, buying live chickens at live poultry shops like Rana's isn't a preference. It's a religious and cultural requirement.
Because we're Muslim and required to have a Muslim person to slaughter chicken.
Following the disinfection period, live poultry shops around the state like Rana's will be full swing back open for business. In the meantime, for many communities, a gaping hole on the dinner table.
Another exchange is expected tomorrow between Hamas and Israel as part of the ongoing ceasefire. CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem.
We're expecting to see Israeli hostages released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners as part of that ceasefire agreement. Hamas is still holding 2 American citizens believed to be alive.
While hosting Japan's president at the White House, President Trump announces that Nippon Steel...
They've agreed to invest heavily in U.S. steel as opposed to own it, and that sounds very exciting. And we're going to meet with Nissan next week, the head of Nissan, very great company, and they'll work out the details. I'll be there to mediate and arbitrate.
The president will meet next week with the head of Nippon, which he mistakenly referred to as automaker Nissan. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Bird flu hits the nation's egg supply, and now some Americans are choosing to raise chickens at home.
Alexis Gutierrez is bringing home 4 chicks, which will be shelling out eggs within weeks.
When I had the eggs before, I would find at least 3 eggs every morning from each chicken.
But the logistics of raising chickens at home can sometimes be tough to crack. And getting started isn't cheap. Costs vary from about $200 to $2,000 just for the coop, not to mention chicken rules vary by region. add-on feed, waterers, and that priceless TLC, most egg lovers will keep scrambling to get their weekly dozen from the local store. Naomi Ruckham, CBS News.
The Alaska legislature passes a resolution urging President Trump to reverse course and retain the name of North America's tallest peak as Denali, rather than change it to Mount McKinley. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with lows in the low 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers around. Accumulations less than an inch. Highs in the low 30s. Then sun shines out for Sunday. High temperatures into the mid 20s. Currently it's 26.
Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, From Radio Park to Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Just might have a problem that you'll understand. If you need a friend, call me. If you need a friend, if you ever need a friend, call me.
Call me.
Call me.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Come on and be my little good luck charm.
toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, be gone, mourn and be my little good luck charm. Ah, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm.
WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news.
She knows how to use it, my baby.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, he loves her. My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves.
Hurt me before. For once I have something. won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
WRJN. I'm near you. I got that urge to feel you.
ocean, don't be slow. No, cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. And I don't know.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Long
thousand miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Let's go out to a movie. What What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor, love me.
When we're all is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from placing employees of the U.S. Agency for International Development on paid leave. CBS's Erica Brown gets us up to date.
More than 2,000 of the overseas humanitarian agency staff were to be placed on paid leave Friday just before midnight. But a U.S. district judge nominated by Trump during his first term temporarily halted the move.
We have to take some of these things apart to find the corruption. We found tremendous corruption.
The administration is planning to retain about 600 of more than 10,000 USAID staffers.